This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome to hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Got a call coming in, and it's not for Dr. Joy Brown. This is this very special time. Very special time, indeed. It's not Dr. Joy's fault, though. She's playing on some delay somewhere, and it's everybody listening to it right now thinks you call this number, and you're going to get to talk to Dr. Joy. Go ahead and put him on hold. I'll just take him as he is. There we go. Joining us again from beautiful somewhere in South Carolina is Kakarot, Tony on the big truck. Yes, sir.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing okay. I am doing okay.
You look like you're feeling better. That's fantastic.
I've been dieting.
Been dieting?
I have been dieting. I need to be lighter. When I was younger, I could be heavier. Now I need to be lighter. And when I was going to the gym and lifting, I couldn't lose any weight. So I've quit lifting, and I've started dieting, and now I'm actually losing weight. So I feel quicker, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I, too, started going to the gym about 3 years, and I noticed I was putting on a lot more weight because I was building up muscle.
Right.
So, just like you, I'm still going to the gym, but now I spend most of my time on the treadmill.
Yeah, I can't, if I go to the gym, I got to lift. So, I'm not going to the gym right now. I'm not going anywhere where there's any weights, and I'm just doing a lot of walking around up and downtown Main Street, just because it's a little bit of a rise for me to climb when I make it all the way down. It's really easy going down, a little more of a trial coming back up. So, what's on your mind today, sir? Huh?
I was going to talk to you about that spice and the meth and all that kind of stuff we got going on.
Yeah.
Along with all of that, now, grant you, my oldest son was a Anderson County Sheriff.
Okay.
Deputy. So he would tell me, you know, we'd be sitting down watching the news at night, and they'd have a broadcast. And he goes, oh, yeah, such and such, you know, this is real bad here. And, oh, yeah, over on this section is real bad. Well, just like you read, I believe it was Raven had put on the chat room, Anderson County's real bad when it comes to meth, cocaine, spies, all that kind of stuff. And then Easley is real bad, and Clemson's real bad. But you have to look at why there's not being anybody put in jail over this stuff. Or, excuse me, why they're going so lenient on this.
Okay.
Is it because the magistrate and the judge and all the rest of them are hand bound, or is it because the liberals are raising so much cane, telling them, well, you can't put everybody in jail. You got to go all these lightweight incarcerations, you know, just slap them on the hand, tell little Johnny not to do it no more, et cetera. But then when it comes to, like, marijuana, cocaine, well, for small amounts of marijuana, people are going to jail over it.
See, and one of the things about that now, that's happening in South Carolina, it's legal in other states. Now, South Carolina and other states that haven't made it legal yet,
right.
And I'm not, if they made it legal, I would not be one of these people that are rushing down there saying, oh, I've got cataracts, even though I do. Those that have made it legal, one, they're finding out that they're having a spike in crime in Colorado right now, I think, related to that. But at the same time, we get to enjoy sort of New Jersey status when, you know, New Jersey, you better not even have a picture of a gun in your car in New Jersey. You know, this hodgepodge of law in the United States is beginning to give me like a really bad migraine.
Well, you've got what, 300 something million people. You're
yes.
going to have crime. I mean,
yes.
you're going to have crime. You got 300 million people, and you know, and most of it is congested into the East Coast, along the Gulf Coast, up the West Coast, and then right to the Great Lakes. You know, you've got all these massive people conglomerated together. You're going to have crime. You're going to have drug dealing. You're going to have people in their backyard. Hey, let's see what we can make today, Johnny. And then they have TV shows glorifying a meth producer, grant you. He was doing it because of, you know, different reasons. But still, they were glorifying meth on TV on that one particular show for, what, 2, 3, 4 years, however long it ran.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a crazy time.
It's a crazy time. And
it's a crazy time to be alive.
It is. It is. And I just want to do a public service announcement. Anybody else listening to this show, please call in. I get tired of being by myself.
But I appreciate you taking the time to call from the big truck, Tony. I do.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir. And listen, don't let Tony be lonely. Tony don't want to be lonely.
I don't want to be lonely.
He don't want to be lonely. Thank you, sir. Don't let Tony be lonely. Pick up the phone and call. Public service statement from Kakarot. In a lot of ways, we're reaping that which we have sown. We have glorified a lot of bad behavior. And, I mean, you can see it in just about everything. I know where it began. I know where I began to notice things that were different. I began to notice things were different in music, and I began to notice things were different in sports. And I know this sounds crazy, but I mean, in sports, when they began to glorify the violence, we had glorified violence in sports for a long time. Sports are violent. But when it got to the point to where all of a sudden, everybody was a star, and even if they fell on their face, they were getting up and pounding their chest and holding their shirt out and everything else. When we got to that point, we have vanished into a narcissistic hole, and we're fascinated with looking at things that are horrible for society, horrible for humanity. All that aside, it's it's interesting. It's interesting. Interesting times we live in, where we're talking about, you know, Flocka and Spice. And see, I didn't know it. I didn't know it was here. For example, my guy Raven had to tell me. And you know, now we've got synthetic drugs. One of the reasons I've got to wonder this out loud: are these drugs, because they're synthetic, are they illegal? If somebody all of a sudden starts grinding up extension cords and smoking those, is that going to be illegal? How do you get in trouble for doing that when there's not a law in the books to cover it? Huh? I don't know. We'll be right back.
Quincy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. AGC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An AGC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Visit something really quick, just as an object lesson. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. We touched on California at the opening of the show. Let's look at what we see there. Now, first of all, in California, a lot of people out there used to believe, and they told me this when I was in world history back in high school, that laws that happen in California normally spread to the rest of the United States. Thankfully, that has not been the case with gun control. Now, California politicians who somehow keep getting reelected over and over and over and over again, where they preside over things like, you know, sanctuary cities and no middle classes, virtually no middle class left in California. 9,000 businesses have left California in the last decade. When they go to visit some California businesses, they have to go to their headquarters in Texas, although they used to be in California or in Nevada or in Tennessee or somewhere, but they're not in California anymore. California is as social as they can be. They're California with a K now, and they continue to play politics with people's lives over and over again. And now, as usual, and by the way, this is all coming from the desk of Rob Morse. As usual, particularly in California, the new proposed rules are sure to be a political success, as all of them are, because most of the people that in California that had common sense have left California. So that's the problem. The political success is going to be a horrible failure for the ordinary citizen. Now, they've tried to outlaw guns directly, and now they're going to regulate them out of existence in California. Socialist legislators ruled that all modern semi-automatic rifles would be classified as assault weapons in California. Now, in this particular case, assault weapon is and has always been a political term. It covers rifles that fire a single shot with each pull of the trigger, a design that dates back 130 years. Relabeling them as assault weapons means they can make these guns illegal for civilians to use. In actuality, anything used in a crime where there's violence is an assault weapon. A mailbox can be an assault weapon if it's used to beat somebody to death. And then it's not so much that it is a assault weapon, it is the assault weapon in that particular case. So the socialist politician will say that assault weapons are only meant to kill people extra dead. So, of course, they're protected by public employees who carry assault weapons. Nobody ever explains why the state employee needs to kill civilians extra dead. The patrol rifle for a police officer becomes an assault weapon if a policeman has it in his closet at home to protect his family. This is one of those Orwellian double-think winners, if you will. The fact that criminals seldom use semi-automatic rifles in their everyday crime doesn't register with the California socialist politician. The goal of their legislation, all of their legislation, is to disarm the ordinary citizen and get a good press release. And it will likely succeed, and the goal is never about public safety. Because criminals don't obey the law. That means the only people controlled by the next steaming pile of California legislation is going to be the honest citizen. The California socialists want to eliminate gun ownership. That isn't going to be very easy to do in California. First of all, there's 9 million gun owners in California. Firearms are extremely simple devices, simpler than most model aircraft or boats. They even sell kits that you can build your own gun with. Of course, this shocks the delicate sensitivity of the elected socialists. They demanded that all materials that could be converted into a gun had to be registered as a firearm. You can find a YouTube video of a guy fashioning functional firearms from plumbing supplies or from a shovel. Legislation passed out of committee. Congratulations, you're now the proud owner of an unregistered water pipe with an assault spade.
Prohibition fails. It always fails. And it's going to fail, particularly in California. The only purpose of the legislation is to snare up the honest firearm owner. These laws aren't going to slow down the criminals. Because the criminals don't go to gun shops or gun shows. Criminals don't buy their guns online. They buy their guns or get their guns from friends on the street, from relatives. That means they don't apply for a Department of Justice background check like an honest gun owner. They don't send a nice love letter to Kamala Harris. They don't have to wait for the mandated 10-day waiting period to buy a legal gun. One more law is not going to change anything. The next law is not going to make everything better. There's already 23,000 firearm regulations that control honest gun owners. The only thing that's going to change criminal behavior is applying the gun laws that are already out there. California doesn't do that. They release criminals from prison early and often fail to incarcerate repeat felons. So that's not the answer. So why do they want to pass this ineffective gun law? Because governing is hard, really governing, but passing new do-nothing legislation is easy, particularly in an election year. And this makes a great press release, and that's all it has to do with. They also want to stop you from getting more than one long gun in 30 days if you're an honest gun buyer. That bill won't stop the criminals or the terrorists, but it sure makes a great headline. You know, you see the border with Mexico's wide open. Criminals move drugs, illegal immigrants, child sex slaves across the border and into California's sanctuary cities every day. Moving guns across the border is trivial for them. Guns is not a big deal. That's not where the money is. A California bill demands that stores have a video record of every bullet sold, or the owner's going to be driven out of business. And there is a proposal to make it illegal to transport your legally owned guns into California from out of state. That's another law that will hamper an honest gun owner, but it won't bother the criminals one bit. Now, if the California gun owners would vote, that might change. Illegal aliens vote in California, but according to some people, the gun owners do not. Maybe it's time you guys looked at that, if that's actually the case. I've often wondered about that. I've often wondered how there could be that many gun owners in California and all of this stuff just happens. Get off your fourth point of contact and maybe do something about it. For more stuff like that from Rob, you can catch his slowfacts.wordpress.blog or slowfacts blog. Look for Rob Morse. He's out there all over the place. Check him out. We'll be right back.
Seven thousand square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yes, is it viable? Coming to you live from the Frog Loom Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Last year, the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act of 2015, known as H.R. 402, was introduced in the House of Representatives. Under H.R. 402, the Federal Criminal Code would be amended, allowing a person who has a valid government-issued ID and a concealed carry permit from one state would be allowed to possess, transport, ship, and receive firearms in every other state. Because of this lack of national reciprocity, particularly with handgun permits, a conundrum is created. Especially in places like New Jersey or New York, where you might fly into a JFK with a gun or something like that. People are limited to where they can travel while armed, particularly over state lines. In my state, in South Carolina, if I go north to North Carolina, I'm okay. I can remain armed. If I go west to Georgia, I'm breaking the law. Breaking the law. Because of this lack of national reciprocity, we have a lot of people getting in trouble, needlessly. There have been federal concealed carry reciprocity bills before. Nothing has come out of them so far. Gun rights advocates have long pushed for national reciprocity, as have a number of lawmakers in Congress. In 2015, a number of bills proposing federal concealed carry reciprocity were introduced into the congressional record. I think they should go after under the 14th Amendment, due process. I don't know why I think that would work. Maybe it's because my driver's license works everywhere else. And if, you know, my gay marriage license would work somewhere if I was married to, you know, if I'm gay and I was married, or my heterosexual one works anywhere I would go, or any of these other things work wherever I go. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Anyway. According to the NRA blog from March 2015, no fewer than four have gone before the House of Representatives and Senate since the beginning of that year. Clearly, this is something that people want. Other bills proposing the same things that have been introduced in previous years as well, so it's hardly anything new. I believe in states' rights, however, I do not believe that they get to circumvent the natural rights. Even if it's not something that falls within the federal purview. That's one of the things that's out there in the... that gives me... I really wish they thought about this when they wrote this. Leaving it to the states in some cases means where you've got places like New Jersey or Chicago or anything that's been run basically by one party for, decades. What you get is what we see. What we see in Chicago, what we see in New Jersey. Now, other bills proposing the same things have been introduced in previous years as well, so this is not really anything new. Often enough, issues of what people's rights specifically are under the law are settled by the Supreme Court, since they're supposed to be the final arbiter of what's constitutionally allowable and what isn't. Now, if the issue of reciprocity goes before them, there's been some discussion that the 2015 SCOTUS case, Obergefell versus Hodges, which established the right of same-sex couples to marry nationwide, might lead to federal reciprocity. Which sounds sort of crazy, but it's not as far-fetched as you might think. Generally, state and federal courts are somewhat lazy. They're always looking for precedent. They rely on previous decisions and the letter of the law to guide them. This is all of these books that you see a law student having to get. Those are all cases, case transcripts, precedents, where this was established as, okay, this is a new way of looking at things. Case in question upheld that the right to marriage is fundamental. Denying same-sex couples said right is a violation of both the due process and equal protection clauses, since the right is denied to one group of people but not another, and there wasn't exactly a trial before denying said rights. Because of those factors, any one state can't decline to recognize a marriage that occurred in another that does. How does all of that apply to national reciprocity? If carrying a gun on one person is recognized by the court as a fundamental right, it is thus protected under the 14th Amendment's umbrella as a sacrosanct right that can't be taken away unequally or without due process, except in California. Likewise, one state can't refuse to recognize the right despite another doing so. This is where the conundrum begins. The hinges on the Supreme Court finding that carrying a pistol is protected, that's what it all hinges on. Past decisions have centered on the right to merely own a gun, such as in cases involving handgun bans, but haven't dealt with the right to carry a gun. So, it has to actually, in fact, go before the partial Supreme Court right now for a decision. And how it gets there requires a court case of some kind, and there's no guarantee they would rule favorably. It could result in national reciprocity for pistol permits. It could result in states being granted dominion over pistol licensure, and thus nothing changing at all. It could also result in nationwide constitutional carry. Concealed carrying and licensure are a relatively recent phenomenon. All of that wasn't really established until the most recent couple of decades that many states created the path to licensure and began allowing people to carry. Some states cling to the notion that barring people from carrying makes them safer somehow. Since the various states recognize driver's licenses, it would stand to reason a pistol license should get the same treatment. Likewise, a lot of people consider the right to carry is within the bounds of the Second Amendment. It does say keep and bear, after all. There are some situations in which a federal standard that everyone must abide by makes things better for everyone, and this is one of them. A national concealed carry permit would enable people to carry in every state without fearing arrest and imprisonment in one state for what is law-abiding in another. National constitutional carry would accomplish the same thing. To me, that's like saying an enhanced carry permit. That's like saying an enhanced carry permit. And there's one thing to say about the carry permit process. Being vetted means that we've already gone through all the process that they clamor for. We satisfy their childish needs by getting a permit. They don't really want us to have one. But they claim that, we got to have this, we got to have this, we got to have this. But we have countless examples of people who were jailed despite being a law-abiding citizen all of their life, right up to the point where they drove over the New Jersey border or the New York border, or for possessing or concealing a gun they were perfectly entitled to have on one side of this arbitrary line that only established, it's only on a map, but not on another. And if anything is certain, right now more than ever today, a majority of Americans want to be armed. At some point, this issue will have to be dealt with. We will see. This is why elections matter. This is why the fight never ends. This is why the show goes on every night. This is why everybody should be out there educating themselves every day. Feel me? It never stops. Maybe one day the Supreme Court will take it up. It's going to come to something like that. Then we'll, if it goes the wrong way, well, then we'll know which way we have to go too, won't we? We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you ready for the next big thing? Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Who's ready for the next big thing? Very shortly, there's going to be, we're going to have, first of all, it's a victory for liberty. I remember a couple of years back. What about all the ammo the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI has bought? Well, they're about to sell it back to us. Because I think the next big thing is going to be 40 caliber. I think we're about to see a bunch of relatively decent, a couple, guns that have seen somewhere, but are completely okay to use still today. They're going to flood the market from the FBI. There's going to be all kinds of ammo coming into the market. Everybody's abandoning 40, going to 9mm. I understand why they're going to 9mm. I went to 9mm. But all of you that have 40, stand by, because very shortly you're going to be able to train with 40 caliber. There's going to be such a glut of 40 caliber ammo out there. They're going to be begging you. They're going to be asking you to buy it. And Glock 22s, this will be the next big gun. Years from now, it will be the AR-15 pattern guns, the 1911 pattern guns, and the Glock 22 pattern of guns, because all of those are about to be dumped on the market too. Glock 23s, Glock 22s. All because, and for those of you that love Glock 22, the Glock 23 I find to shoot very manageably. I don't know why the 22 seems worse for me. I don't know. The first Glock 40 that I ever carried was a 22. And I bought into the 40 caliber thing before there was 40 caliber ammo. I had a gun and no ammo. I found some ammo somewhere and bought every bit of it they had just so I'd have some ammo in the gun. And this Glock 22 was so new that back then the magazine still had plastic inserts. They did not have the steel inserts in them yet. So that tells you how far back that was. That was either a first or second gen gun. Now, what does this mean? Well, 40 has been in the hands of law enforcement for a quarter century now. And it is more expensive right now to train with it, and it is, you know, there is some evidence as to the guns maybe wearing out quicker, but I don't know how many rounds that takes. And eventually, you know, all guns wear out if you give them time. My 9mm will wear out. My 45 is broken in extremely quick because I've been beating the mud out of it. But the 40 is going to be the next big thing because more people will be out there. More first-time gun buyers will be buying these police trade-ins because of their price point. Everybody's out, well, you got to have a Glock. If you don't have a Glock, well, you don't have a Glock. And they'll be selling them saying, this was the gun that the FBI used for years. And they'll sell. And Glock's about to enjoy a resurgence, and 40 is about to enjoy a resurgence. To understand the 40 pros and cons, go back a quarter century to its joint introduction by Smith & Wesson and Winchester back in 1990. This was during the great sea change from the service revolver to the auto pistol in the early 80s and early 90s. The original choice had been between an 8 or 9 shot 45 ACP or a 16 shot 9mm. Back then, that was perceived as a choice between stopping power of the 45 and the capacity of the 9mm. And then along comes the 40 Smith & Wesson, the Smith & Wesson 4006, splitting the difference almost exactly with 12 rounds of a caliber beginning with a 4. For those purists out there that say, don't carry a gun, that the caliber is any less than a 4 or something, everybody's on board. It was powerful enough to satisfy the big bore advocates with double on-board round count of the old revolver, or double the on-round count, and had high capacity. Then they swiftly introduced the 16-shot 40 coming out of Glock, the G22. And now we had the best of all worlds, high capacity, same, you know, within, that was actually 15 shots, so that's, you know, one of the pipe. You know, it was, everybody had everything they wanted. It's a high-pressure round, so the 40 seems a little snappier in recoil than even the 45, let alone the 9mm. No one argues that the 9mm kicks less and makes fast, accurate shooting easier for many, nor that the 9mm in the same format offers a couple extra rounds before reloading becomes necessary. And it's likewise a fact that 9mm ammo is a bit cheaper than 40, and public service agencies have to keep an eye on budget. But within some departments, they have something they call compromise. This is simply giving armed personnel the option of 9mm or 40 Smith & Wesson or 45 ACP. That's the current policy in two of the nation's three largest police departments, Chicago PD and LAPD, not to mention Las Vegas Metro. LAPD issues 45s to its most highly gunfight-trained units, the SWAT team and the Special Investigations Section. Most observers would be surprised if FBI's own super elite hostage rescue team goes to 9mm from its trademark 45 autos, despite the current meme saying 9mm and 40 and 45 are all the same. So this wave of 40 to 9mm transition is going to be good enough to surf on. It may not be the tsunami, though, but there's going to be a lot of cheap guns coming on the market soon. Recently, a few years ago, Indiana State Police went back to the 9mm from the 40, but then switched to 45 ACP and stayed there, currently issuing the SIG 227. Connecticut State Police recently went from 40 to 45, the SIG P220. The Talladega, Alabama Police Department became the first in the country to adopt the long barrel Glock 41, trading in their G22 40s. Here in where I live, my sheriff's department, Raven, in my sheriff's department here in Pickens County, Glock 21. It's, you know, a gun like that is a proven gun. And once again, you're getting into something altogether different when you get high capacity 45s. And, well, there's, you know, high capacity 45s are nice. What does all this mean?
Well, it means at the end of the day that police like shooters on the internet and like shooters at the shooting range and like me and you here will continue to debate the performance of the various pistol calibers. Just as the $100 police trade-in 38 specials flooded the market a couple of decades ago, we may see another wave of low-price traded-in 40s with lots of service life left. And these guns will be purchased, and they will be used to protect the innocent, as pistols in 40 caliber have been doing in the hands of law enforcement for nearly 25 years now. So those of you on the... and let me say this. I talk a lot about 40, about 9mm being the way to go. And if you are not invested in 9mm, don't get invested in 9mm. Stay with what you got. Stay with the 40. The 40 works. I know a lot of people that carry 40. 40 works. It will work. It is a respectable round. It's a necked down 10mm. Supposedly the same ballistic, terminal ballistics at the end of its festive flight when it hits its target. Nothing wrong with it. And very shortly, ammo is going to get cheap for them. And you may be able to, you know, maybe get a second or third gun here very cheap very soon with probably a whole lot of holster wear and all the internals just in beautiful condition. Beautiful condition. So bear all of that in mind. I think the next big thing is going to be 40. I think if Glock would figure out how to make the 22 a little less snappy, oh, my goodness. I think some people have tried to do, well, we did that with 357 SIG. I'm so tired of those crazy calibers, 45 Gap, 357 SIG. Come on. I need something I can find during the Zambia apocalypse. We're going to be looking now for the third hour. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Before using Hardened Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Hardened Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Hardened Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.